It is the War Room Beater and Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. Just saw on the NHL Network, the television side. Replay of a goal I did not see last night because I was out at the Wild Leaf game. It was in the Columbus-Detroit game. Detroit takes that 2-1. The monster, Gustafson back in net for Detroit, stopping 36 to 37 shots. But the one that beat him, what a goal. Mr. Atkinson walking through the team. No assists on this because he did it all himself. Wrist shot, picks up his own rebound, I guess, and puts it in. Cam Atkinson with the goal. Nice goal.
Such Shouldn't he get at least one extra point for doing that by
he
himself?
He should get an assist then on
to
his own goal.
Himself, exactly.
I
should
like
get
that
two
thinking.
Points for that.
Then Wayne Gretzky would have had 300 points.
Not the cheap second assist.
All right.
The lone assist because he assisted himself to get the puck and then he did all the dingle dangle and put it in the net.
You have no argument for me.
Change all the right. rule now, Mick.
One of our featured guests here on the War Room, Dominic Hennig. I'm so excited, Dominic. I can't say your name. He is our SiriusXM NHL Network War Room college hockey expert. And if you hear me on the morning show, I know, sweet, you know what, about college hockey. Boston College are good. Actually, they're bad. I hate them. I just like Ferris State. That's all I care about. Dominic, how you doing?
Wow, does it feel good to be back on the greatest network in all of the radio business. How are you guys?
Okay, cut him a check. He's off to a good start there, Peter. I'm fine. Tell people if they don't know, give a quick resume on yourself and what you have to do with Ferris State.
Radio television announcer for the Division I college hockey team here in the United States. We're out of Michigan, kind of the northwest area of the Lower Peninsula here in the U.S. And yes, Ferris State Bulldogs, that's our mascot, and this will be my fifth season calling the games on radio and television. We actually just had a game last night in Pennsylvania, 8-hour bus trip back, got back at 6 a.m., and here I am in the office again this morning.
What happened?
We won 3-2.
Nice.
Started off the game down 1-0, and three unanswered goals, actually two goals 32 seconds apart from each other in the second period, led to a 3-2 game, and they had the empty net for 2 minutes, and Bulldogs pulled it out and got back on the bus happy for our home opener this Friday against the St. Lawrence Saints from the New York area.
Now, give some people who don't know just a quick history of the Ferris State hockey program. You guys went to the big game about 2 years ago, did you not?
Really loving the Bulldogs today, Mick. I loved Ferris State back in the 2011-12 season, so this would have been two years ago. The Bulldogs made it all the way to number one nationally ranked in the country in February, stayed there for a few weeks, went on an 18-game unbeaten streak. Went to the Midwest Regional Finals in Green Bay, Wisconsin, beat Cornell, and moved on, and then the Bulldogs and beat Denver as well, and then the Bulldogs went to the Frozen Four, which is like the Final Four of college basketball in Tampa, Florida, and beat Union in the semifinal game, and played Boston College in the national championship on ESPN and a game syndicated on 140 radio stations, even here on SiriusXM NHL Network, and. It was a 4-1 final Boston College, but it was a 2-1 hockey game with 3 minutes left. So it definitely wasn't like what the school witnessed. One of those goals was an empty netter, and it was 1-0 BC the game. Then Ferris came back and tied at 1-1, and it was dead throughout the duration of the game. But the Bulldogs could not pull it out, but man, was that good. Good experience, good exposure for the program.
Now, give us, Dominic, just an overview of what you expect from this season in the college hockey in the U.S. for the men. Who are the expected powerhouses?
You got to look ahead at the Miami Redhawks right now, based out of Oxford, Ohio, and then Wisconsin is doing well. I was looking at the top five in the national rankings, the Wisconsin Badgers, the Minnesota Golden Gophers, which is like the Notre Dame football of college hockey, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish actually right behind them, and then the Michigan Wolverines. And so those are our top five teams right now. This is the year that all the conferences were realigned, kind of did a realignment. Yep. The Big Ten started with six teams, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Penn State. So lots changed in college hockey scene this year. You can find a lot of the information on uscho.com, United States College Hockey Online, on all the changes. I know we don't have time to get into it right now, but college hockey is definitely one of the most underrated events to watch. And I know you've seen a few games, Mick. And,
no, I've only – well, I've fun. Seen – yeah, I've seen one live last year, RPI, right? I've seen teams come up like Cornell and all that. Sorry?
I thought you were at RIT, not RPI.
No, I don't remember where I was. It was RIT, yes. I wish I was at RPI. I wish I was REM half the time. But, yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. The Tigers, right?
Yes, sir. Rochester Institute of Technology.
Yeah, it was a great game, great atmosphere. It is different. It's a college atmosphere that's different. I love junior hockey. I love the NHL. I love the AHL, but it has its own unique college atmosphere. Peter, ever been to a college game, U.S.?
Never have, no.
Yeah, you have the bands. You know, they have pep bands there. The student sections are rocking. Ferris State just sold their student section out, known as the Dog Pound, for the second year in a row yesterday before the first game.
Yep.
So, that you know, you're playing in front of your professors, your teachers, your students. I mean, it really is fun. And a lot of games on national television. For instance, this week, two games you could catch in Canada, too, on CBS Sports Network. It's North Dakota at Miami at 7 o'clock Eastern, and then at 9:30 Minnesota Duluth at Colorado College. So those are two good games you could watch this week on national, international television if you could get it in Canada.
So. Good stuff. So last question, and of course we'll get you on probably every second or third week, Dominic, just to check up on the adopted team here at Ferris State for the War Room, because you sent us the uniforms, and I love them. Classy uniforms. What kind of bus travel you got coming up in the next week or so?
Well, we have home this weekend, then we have a weekend off, and then we go to Huntsville, Alabama. So that's the next one. That's 12 hours. So
wow.
It doesn't get any prettier.
At least you don't have to hit the ice and get hit, though, right?
Yeah, that's the part about it. I don't have to worry about the 6 a.m. wake-ups and all that good stuff. I just get to you know, call the games on the radio and still be in the game of hockey. It's awesome.
Dominic, I love it. We'll talk to you again, sir. Thank you. Dominic Hennig. I called him Dominic Ferris last year. But he is. He is. The face of Ferris State.
That's what I'm telling you. There's nothing wrong with that moniker.
Love it. Good calls today. Good emails. Good tweets. At Expo Mick if you want to follow me. Peter, you got to get one. I don't know. Maybe not. At
yes.
Expo Mick. Always glad that you input your input into this show. It's all about input. Whether I'm at RIT or RPI, wherever the heck I am, I'm lost. And you have found me. Thank you for listening. Keep it here all day long. Lots to talk about. It's the War Room.
I was going to introduce it here. We got 10 seconds.
Do
the
it.
ECHL commissioner coming up tomorrow.
Thank
Brian
you.
Brian McKenna.
Good stuff. And Mr. Cullen, too, from TSN. Talk to you tomorrow.